Hello everyone, and welcome to another reading by Magic Books. You're listening to Kev, and today I'm reading you another chapter from Chicken Soup for the Soul by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. How are you all? I hope that you're well. It's been a little while since I did a reading. I hope that you're all enjoying the book. Do you have a favorite chapter? What's been the best part, the most positive part for you so far? There are ways that you can send us a voice message, I believe, to let us know your thoughts and feelings. And also to maybe recommend or suggest a book that you'd like us to read in the near future. Right, so I'm going to start the chapter now. I hope that wherever you are, you have a coffee next to you, or maybe it's breakfast time or lunchtime. I hope that you have a good solid 10 minutes to listen to this reading. Run, Patty, run. At a young and tender age, Patty Wilson was told by her doctor that she was an epileptic. Her father, Jim Wilson, is a morning jogger. One day she smiled through her teenage braces and said, "Daddy, what I'd really love to do is run with you every day, but I'm afraid I have a seizure." Her father told her, "If you do, I know how to handle it, so let's start running." That's just what they did every day. It was a wonderful experience for them to share, and there were no seizures at all while she was running. After a few weeks, she told her father, "Daddy, what I'd really love to do is break the world's long-distance running record for women." Her father checked the Guinness Book of World Records and found that the furthest any woman had run was 80 miles. As a freshman in high school, Patty announced, "I'm going to run from Orange County up to San Francisco, a distance of 400 miles. As a sophomore," she went on, "I'm going to run to Portland, Oregon, over 1,500 miles. As a junior, I run to St. Louis, about 2,000 miles. As a senior, I run to the White House, more than 3,000 miles away." In view of her handicap, Patty was as ambitious as she was enthusiastic, but she said she looked at the handicap of being an epileptic as simply an inconvenience. She focused not on what she had lost, but on what she had left. That year, she completed her run to San Francisco wearing a t-shirt that read, "I love epileptics." Her dad ran every mile at her side, and her mum, a nurse, followed in a motorhome behind them in case anything went wrong. In her sophomore year, Patty's classmates got behind her. They built a giant poster that read, "Run, Patty, run." This has since become her motto and the title of a book that she has written. On her second marathon, en route to Portland, she fractured a bone in her foot. A doctor told her she had to stop her run. He said, "I've got to put a cast on your ankle so that you don't sustain permanent damage." "Doc, you don't understand," she said. "This isn't just a whim of mine. It's a magnificent obsession. I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it to break the chains on the brains that limit so many others. Isn't there a way I can keep running?" He gave her one option. He could wrap it in adhesive instead of putting it in a cast. He warned her that it would be incredibly painful, and he told her it will blister. She told the doctor to wrap it up. She finished the run to Portland, completing her last mile with the governor of Oregon. You may have seen the headlines, "Super runner Patty Wilson ends marathon for epilepsy on her 17th birthday." After 4 months of almost continuous running from the West Coast to the East Coast, Patty arrived in Washington and shook the hand of the President of the United States. She told him, "I wanted people to know that epileptics are normal human beings with normal lives. I told this story at one of my seminars not long ago, and afterward a big teary-eyed man came up to me, stuck out his big meaty hand and said, 'Mark, my name is Jim Wilson. You were talking about my daughter Patty. Because of her noble efforts,' he told me, 'enough money had been raised to open up 19 multi-million dollar epileptic centers around the country. If Patty Wilson can do so much with so little, what can you do to outperform yourself in a state of total wellness?" Mark Victor Hansen. Now, isn't that just the most incredible story you've ever heard. And it's a wonderful example of somebody who aligns completely, who just, they focus so intently on achieving something. She used her epilepsy as a driving force to create a visualization of her achieving wonderful things. And she aligned with that desire, those desires, so much that she made it happen. And she not only made it happen, but she also, just by aligning with that desire, in life, when you make a choice, when you make a decision, when you focus your attention on one thing, when you're indecisive, your energy is scattered and you can feel ill and you can feel drained and tired all of the time. When you line up with a choice, when you make a choice and you focus on that outcome so intently that you can't see anything else happening, it will manifest almost instantaneously. This girl, Patty, she managed to visualize herself achieving so many things that she went on to do so much more. And it's just an example of when you align yourself with your desires and you believe them to be true and you believe that they're going to happen, the universe not only helps you to achieve those desires, but it also opens a door to infinite possibilities. Okay, she not only completed everything she set out to do, even with obstacles in her way, but she went on to raise enough money to open 19 multi-million dollar epileptic centers around the country. So she achieved her dreams. She awoken her true potential. She found alignment. And not only that, but she went on to open 19 multi-million dollar epileptic centers around the country. So then she's inspired the nation. You know, imagine raising that much money. You'd have to literally inspire so many people. And imagine what it does for other people that find themselves with epilepsy. She's like the torchbearer. She's like a guiding light for those who never had her strength. Maybe were lost and were struggling to come to terms with their epilepsy. But after listening and watching her achieve the feats that she achieved, these people can also be inspired to become the best versions of themselves. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And it's just, it really is all about believing in yourself and finding a way back to alignment where you could really begin to visualize amazing things happening to yourself. How many of you listening right now ever take the time to dare to visualize? I mean, how many times do we find ourselves daydreaming about negative things? You know, you'll be at work and you'll drift off and all of a sudden you're daydreaming about something horrific happening. Like, why can't we do that positively? Why don't we take the time to daydream about amazing things happening to us on a daily basis? It all comes down to your state of awareness with how you're feeling in this moment. And if you're feeling anything from sadness to misery to depression to anger to rage, it's like that this is, you're vibrating negatively. And for you to really live a life of wonder, you need to really vibrate positively and ease your way up through your emotional scale. It's like, have you ever seen the film The Matrix? It's a wonderful film. It's very old. It's in my top five films of all time. My family hate it. Whenever we're together, I suggest watching it and they always tell me no. But there's a wonderful part in the movie that gets overlooked. And there's a character called Neo, played by Keanu Reeves. And there's a character called Trinity. And Trinity's in the car with Neo. And this is when they first meet. And she offers him a path towards truth and towards more. And Neo initially is somewhere between scared, skeptical, cautious, and he hesitates and he opens the door to get out of the car, and Trinity says to him something along the lines of, are you sure you want to get out of the car, Neo? You know where that path takes you. You've been down that path before. and he stares at the path, and the path looks bleak and it's raining. Well, I don't even know if it's raining, but it's a dark, gloomy street that lacks any emotion or happiness. And he looks down that street and he stays in the car. And it's the same with positivity and negativity. If you've been negative for a while now, you will have noticed what manifests into your life most of the time. More negativity, more obstacles, and more situations in your life that hinder you from becoming the happy person that you should be able to become. And it's all about choosing to be positive and choosing to be easy and choosing to focus your attention on the good things in the world, because you know what's down that path of sadness, you know what's down that path of unhappiness. You're just going to attract more of that feeling. And you're welcome to spend the rest of your life like that if you want to. That's your power. You have the power to choose how you want to feel. And it's your life and it's your choices, and you're welcome to do that. But for me personally, when I discovered all of this jazz and the law of attraction and alignment and meditation and ease, I am so thankful I took this journey, because I've discovered and experienced things that I would never have thought possible. I've felt feelings unparalleled, and every day is just becoming more beautiful and more beautiful. And I really believe that this story is about when the chips are down, really digging deep and finding that part of yourself that has to help yourself. You know, there's a lot of times in your life that you'll be down and you'll be out, and it'll feel like the world's against you, and it'll feel like there's no one there to lean on, and you have to dig deep and do it for yourself. So I really believe that choosing a path towards positivity, the law of attraction, and everything like that is the best decision that I ever made for me. And just reading this story, I feel really inspired that there's a lady somewhere out there in the world who was struggling with her emotions and struggling with her feelings, and somehow found the energy, the belief, and she dug deep and she became the greatest version of herself, and she achieved many wonderful things, and that went on to help millions of people around the world just through her story. So it's a very beautiful story. I'm very, very happy with that one. I hope you all have a nice day. I hope I haven't gone on for too long, and take it easy.